from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Coming up on Forum, venture capitalist Tim Draper joins us in our first half hour to discuss why he wants California voters to support a ballot proposition to divide California into six separate states. Then we talk briefly with Tim Gray of Variety about movies and talk for most of the second half hour with famed film actor Leonardo DiCaprio. That's up ahead on Forum after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Good morning and welcome to the second hour of this morning's Forum program. The latest idea out of Silicon Valley could get political. Venture capitalist Tim Draper is promoting a ballot initiative that would split California into six different states, including the state of Silicon Valley, that would encompass the Bay Area and stretch down the coast to Monterey. Tim Draper joins us in this opening half hour to talk about his idea and why he believes that California, as currently constituted, has become nearly ungovernable. I should mention he's a venture capitalist and tech investor with Draper Fisher Jurvetson, has been involved in such investments as Hotmail, Skype, Tesla, and Pebble. And welcome, Tim Draper. Good to have you here.
Great to be here, Michael.
Well, almost ungovernable. I think that goes without saying. How is six states going to make it more governable?
Well, I think six states makes it makes them all more local and more and closer to their customers. California is so wildly diverse in its interests and so spread out in geographically and by population. Different people have different feelings about how they should be governed, and we've had the status quo is just not working. We've had some amazingly great people working in government trying to make California work for all, you know, for 38 million of us, and it just doesn't. And I think it's time that we just face that and give it a good shot to get started again. I grew up here in the Silicon Valley. And I watched this amazing platform that was California allow enterprising people to transform apricot orchards into this booming metropolis. And I had a great education here because it was the best school system in the country, and we had the best infrastructure in the country. And now that education system has fallen to near the bottom, and the infrastructure continues to get worse every year, and I think it's because we're trying to do something that that just doesn't work. So, creating six new Californias that can each then be as great as they can be, I think gives us all a great opportunity to do something extraordinary, as we have many times here in California.
Well, let's put this proposal in perspective, though, for a moment, because there has been no new state entered into the Union since 1959, and you would not only have to get legislative approval in the state, you'd have to get national approval. Article 4 requires it.
Oh, absolutely. What this does is it creates six new states, but they need to be approved by the federal government.
So you've submitted the ballot proposal, though, we should mention, to the Attorney General's office. So you'd like to see this on the ballot.
Yes, but it's a two-step process. First, you have to submit the ballot proposal, and that goes through, and Californians will vote on it. And if it's approved, then the federal government has to decide whether they want to bring in more states.
Yeah, and that's going to be a pretty formidable obstacle. When you think about Texas, perhaps, Florida, New York wanting more states, when you think about no traction for D.C. wanting to become a state or Puerto Rico wanting to become a state. But let's break it down. I mean, you're talking about six states. Give us a configuration.
Well, it's interesting. There's a group up in the farthest north of California.
Is the Jefferson Group you're talking about?
The Jefferson Group that wants to break off, and they've been very vocal about that, and they're saying, hey, it's time for us to be separated from California. That's a relatively low-income area, and they want to be separated from California. So obviously it's not working for low-income areas. In the far south also, there is a movement to separate from California. They are not happy with how they are being governed, and they think they can do a better job. In the Silicon Valley, I know we are not happy with how California operates. We feel that they need to be more progressive. And I know that L.A. also has issues with being governed by California, by this centrally located government. And I think they all have their own, Central Valley also has its own issues with California, and they might be more concerned with water rights, and the Silicon Valley is more concerned with technology and new ways of governing based on new technologies, and the people in the far north want complete independence, and the people in the far south have other industries, the medical devices industries and the wireless industries that all have very different needs from a governing standpoint.
When you mention Jefferson, for example, Jefferson and Central California get money through the state itself to educate their children and maintain their infrastructures. There's some doubt as to whether or not, and this has been certainly brought up in the whole secession movement up there, that they could function that well as far as lack of revenue autonomously. Central Valley and the North counties, could they make do without state tax revenue coming from coastal and Sacramento areas? I mean, this gets into some pretty heavy-duty questions.
Well, I think that they would disagree with you. I think they would say, we really need our independence because I know in Jefferson, there were some taxes that were imposed on them where they have no benefit in all the drawbacks of those taxes. There's a fire tax, apparently, that has no effect on them, but they have to pay it, and they're the only ones who have to pay it for some reason. And then in Central Valley, the same kinds of things are happening where, in Sacramento, they might be saying that, we're giving more money to these regions, or giving better education to these regions, but they're failing. The status quo is failing. It is not working for these people. The education system is somewhere between 46th and Guam, and it's just not working. So we have to face that. I mean, at some point, the status quo, staying the course, all this fear of change is going to leave us worse off each year. There's worse education, worse infrastructure, higher costs, more debt. And it continues, and it's accelerating. Who's going to stop this? If you break the state into six pieces, you're going to have a big opportunity for these new states to come and re-engineer themselves and create great new ways of governing that maybe none of us have even thought of, but they're much better ways of governing, and then they can work cooperatively and competitively to improve how they govern and do it more effectively and cheaper than has ever been done before.
We're talking with Tim Draper, who is a venture capitalist and tech investor with Draper Fisher Jurvetson, and who also, by the way, is the founder of Draper University of Heroes for Entrepreneurs, which is located in San Mateo. And I'd like to hear from some listeners about this idea. There's been talk through the years about splitting California into two states. Now we've got Tim Draper trying to put a ballot measure forward that would split California into six states. That would mean 12 senators from the present region of California. I don't know how that would go over with, states in low population like South Dakota and the like. But you may want to weigh in here just on the idea, because it certainly brings up a lot of questions about water rights and about prisons and so many issues that have become divisive through the years in California. If you'd like to join us, you can do that now. We welcome your phone calls, 866-733-6786. We'll afford you the opportunity to be a part of this program. Again, the toll-free number for your calls is 866-733-6786, or you can email us, forum@kqed.org, or go to our website, kqed.org/forum, and click on this segment. You can also tweet us. Our Twitter handle is @KQED Forum. We'll go right forthwith, because this is only a half-hour segment, to your calls and emails. But a quick question just for you personally, Tim. You put out around $20 million for a voucher measure that went down, and you've said publicly, I believe, that you're going to put forth as little money as possible on this measure. I think I got that quote exact.
That's probably right.
Well, but you need a lot of money to get something to qualify on the ballot. So where's that money going to come from?
Sure. We're doing a lot of grassroots efforts to make sure it qualifies. And then once it qualifies, we think that we've got a then it's just up to California. I think Californians, once it's qualified for the ballot, I think Californians are going to start thinking, yeah, wait, if we created our own state, these are the things that we'd do. We'd be, you know, you talked about water rights and prisons. Currently, the prisons, we spend the most per capita for prisons. I think individual states could do a better job. We have a very poor infrastructure for water. I think people could do time-based water shifting, and better storage technologies could really improve water in various regions of the state. And sure, I think and it's true. This is not my first rodeo, and we've had a failed initiative, but I've been focused on improving California for many, many years, and I think this is a great way to do it, is to allow the creativity of all the people of California to come to the forefront in the process of creating six new states.
I know you think it'll create less of a monopolistic kind of institutionalize California and certainly allow for more competition and allow individuals to move around more freely. We'll even have different flowers and different constitutions. But I keep thinking about, and I want to get our callers involved in this, but I keep thinking about what this would face on the national level because of the constitutional requirement. There's so much partisan politics in Washington. And if you had six senators in California instead of two senators, you probably would have some Republican senators. And it's not necessarily going to go over very big with the Democrats who are up on the Hill or who would have to pretty much approve of this.
Well, I think you end up with more Democrats based on our current structure. I'm not sure you wouldn't come up with six Californias with that were neither Republican nor Democrat. But, I mean, if you do the numbers, you probably end up with more Democrats in Washington. The other piece of it is that it is true that it will be, it'll be difficult to get this through Washington. But in the process, during the time between when this passes, if it passes, to when Washington approves it, the states can self-assemble a little bit the way that we've set it up. We would just be one state, but it gives Californians time to self-assemble and to organize. So the way it's written, it makes it a process that is much more tenable than like, oh, all of a sudden you've got six states. No, it would take some time. People have to create their own constitutions. They have to think about how they want to be governed. They have to make some, you know, good hard decisions. And we think we can do a lot of that through crowdsourcing, but each state will have its own way of reassembling, and then once it slowly but surely it'll be a fait accompli, I believe, where the U.S. will just say, yeah, we've got to recognize these six states.
Well, let's find out what our listeners have to say. Al is our first caller. Al, join us. Hi.
Hey, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I like the idea of trying to invoke new ideas that Tim is bringing on, but six is a little preposterous for the number of states. As you indicated, I don't think the federal government would ever allow it. However, I think two is more realistic in discussing that. I think six would also be too costly because of all the Capitol buildings and all the state buildings and all those kind of things that would have to be assembled. I like the idea, but I wish that this working togetherness to create new solutions, why can't we just do that within our current state? I think things are actually really great in California, and we can work to make them better.
Yeah, Tim Draper.
So, you know, I think things were great in California, and there are great things in California. But as I mentioned, our education system was great 40 years ago, and it created what we have today. And the infrastructure was great 40 years ago, and it's created the infrastructure that we have today. Now it is starting to unravel, and I just believe that California is ungovernable. We've had some amazing people in there. They've tried their best, but it just seems ungovernable. And
of course, some think it's become more governable since the two-thirds majority has been, shall we say, decreased. In other words, there's more possibility of legislation getting through now without having the veto power that existed essentially before.
Yeah, I think that's a temporary situation. I think long term we just can't govern 38 million people all with the same central location. And as for the costs, you think that it's going to actually cost more. It will actually cost less. Having people closer to their governments will make it so that one group is not trying to assimilate the needs and requirements of a group that is 500 miles from another group. It's just currently ungovernable, and the status quo just won't work. And we did consider 2, 3, 4, 5, and even more states. Six is actually a pretty good number, and individual counties can choose which states they want to be a part of if they feel that they're in the wrong state. Mm-hmm. And that's the way the initiative's been set up. And six actually creates a cooperative, competitive environment amongst different groups. If it's just one, it's a monopoly, and monopolies give you bad service for high prices, and that's what we got. So I think you really want to have some sort of good cooperation and competition within these new states, and I think six makes a lot of sense.
I'm going to bring another caller on, and that's you, Rich. Welcome.
Thank you. There are 2 points, really. One, there is no evidence that the northern states will ever cooperate with the southern states in regards to shipping our water south. That's point one. It's nice to think about cooperative exchange in return for other factors, but fact is, if we could hold our water back here on the north, we would. The second thing is, you might look into creating a unicameral rather than a bicameral state, where there is not a state senate and a state representative under the unicameral, and there's a lot of evidence that points to a higher level of cooperation, and that's all my comments were.
Well, thank you for those comments, Rich. Actually, kind of dovetailing on that, I'm looking at an email here, Tim Draper, from Stephen, who says, Mr. Draper seems to be overlooking the major factor that has made California such an amazing state, its geography and ecology. The major feature is the magnificent Sierra Nevada, which captures the massive snowpack that, when it melts, flows in rivers up and down the state, with most of those eventually flowing through San Francisco Bay. That is what has made the Central Valley so fertile and has allowed the deserts of the South to be so developed. Breaking up the state into six parts invites conflict instead of cooperation across this unified ecology.
Okay, well, so I understand that people have issues with water. Water isn't working now. There are battles about water all the time. And states do negotiate water rights. California negotiates with Colorado. They negotiate with Nevada. States negotiate water rights. And the fact that you say that the North states will never give up their water, well, Michael said that the southern states would not be able to educate the people in the north. There may be some barter that goes on there where you get the northern people would get a better education shake for more water going to the southern states. But the water system is already set up, and it just needs improvement. And individual states will figure out how to improve their water systems and rights.
Well, here's a supporter for you. Jen writes, hooray, if you keep doing what you've always done, you just keep getting what you've always gotten. Time to progress forward, California. And Antoine writes, on the other hand, I think this is a terrible idea. You would change the scope of California and its diversity. You would have less progressive ideas being able to govern the new California than we have now. It sounds very selfish and seems to me to be the problem with California as a whole today. People wanting more and willing to give less to make the changes we need. And a tweet from Ann who says, six states equals more government equals more cost. Just get Silicon Valley corporations to pay their taxes. Robert writes, how would Mr. Draper recommend that the University of California and the California State Universities be divided, and how would the campuses in poorer New Californias be closed?
Well, that it's good.
Devil's in those details.
This
yes.
thing is getting people to start thinking, huh? I like that. I like all those comments. I think they're all terrific. There will be many issues that very.
You think taxing Silicon Valley more is a terrific idea?
What's that?
I say you think taxing Silicon Valley more is a terrific idea? I just want to get you on record with that.
Well, I think then Silicon Valley would have their own state to figure out how high they wanted to tax themselves.
By the way, are you considering running for office, Tim Draper?
No.
No, not at all?
No, this is this wouldn't be a good
a great launch, huh?
This wouldn't be the way to launch it. No, this is just something I just do when I see a structural problem. I say, hey, there is an opportunity here. There is a new way to do it, and as people think more about it, and they start looking at what a new state could look like, they get a little excited, and I'm sure, Michael, you've interviewed so many different Californians. I'm sure you would have amazing opinions on how your state, your ideal state would look. And I think as people start looking at that, they will say, oh, this is terrific. And as for diversity, we've got diversity up and down the state. If they were talking about religious or racial or whatever. We have amazing diversity in California, no matter how it's broken up. And so I think that's it's an exciting thing that we have, and we have immigrants, and we have huge benefits from that great melting pot that's created.
Well, best of luck to you. I'm glad you had an opportunity to at least let us know what you're trying to put forward here. And again, Tim Draper is venture capitalist and tech investor with Draper, Fisher, Jurvetson, and is trying to promote a ballot measure that would divide California into six states.
Or create six states.
Thank you again, Tim Draper. And we're coming up on another half hour. We're going to talk briefly with Tim Gray from Variety and then with Leonardo DiCaprio. Stay with us. I'm Michael Krasny.